Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm very excited about having our good friend Christina Cavanaugh back on the show. Christina is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 2004 when she first joined us. And Christina is, as many of you know, is our email expert. She's the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. And she's our good friend. Christina, welcome back to the show.
My pleasure, Jim. My pleasure.
Good to have you back. Christina, and by the way, Christina joins us all the way from the great city of Toronto, north of the border. Christina, email continues to be a workhorse. I don't even, you know what? If you took away my email, I'd just say, okay, I'll just quit working. I can't even, I mean, you know, I'm a guy who, Christina, you're a lot younger than me, but I made when I started my career, the technology I used was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper. I mean, that was my technology, and
yeah.
And so I've come a lot. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff in the last few decades, and email has got to be the greatest empowering, the greatest lever that I guess I've ever seen. I mean, I don't know, I guess compared to the computer, but yeah, I mean, how can you have one without the other? But email is a powerful thing that that's, I don't know what I'd do without it. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't think we realized its power back in the 90s, early 90s, when it was starting to come online. But now, you know, we couldn't live without it in business communication around the world. And, you know, the people who do tend to complain about, oh, I get too much email, it's this,
I've
it's
never,
that.
You know what, I have never, I get a lot of email, I get a lot, yeah. and I try to get rid of a lot of spam. I've never complained, it's never occurred to me to complain about email, because my philosophy about email is this is one heck of a tool, and whatever else happens is just a detail. It's just the way human beings treat it. But the,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you're right there. I mean, email is a tool, and email is one of the most powerful tools that we have available to us for communication. The other side of the coin is what I sort of call the psychology of email, where people want to complain about something and possibly complain about something because of their own lack of self-importance.
Oh, really?
Well, how many times have you gone to sort of a party or something like that, and you sort of mentioned something about, well, I do email broadcasts on my radio show. Oh, yeah, email. Oh, I get so many emails.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to cope.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so what I
oh,
hear...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hear that all the time.
Well, and when I hear things like that from people, the first thing I say is, okay, this is a vanity tool. This is a way of saying, see how many friends I've got?
Right,
or
exactly.
Talk on Facebook.
So it's like the forerunner of Facebook. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's right. It's like Facebook. See how many likes I've got, you know, see how many tweets I've got. So there is that aspect to the tool. So we
right.
have to sort of like remove ourselves from that.
Right.
But the basic thing is that we can't live without it. We shouldn't live without it. And we should be happy that we've got email.
You know what?
I just
one of the great parts about email, whoever invented email. And by the way, folks, I think we should point out that something that I learned a long time ago, email is not part of the Internet. Email is its own, you know, it has its own place inside the World Wide Web, like just like instant messaging does, just like the Internet does. And these are all components of the World Wide Web, right, Christina?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
So the great thing about email, whoever invented it, is that you can attach documents. Now, folks, I know we're not telling you anything new, but this is – the ability to attach documents to an email is to me is another great resource, and to be able to distribute things around to your customers and to work with clients and to work with partners and share these documents and back and forth. I mean, it's a great resource. Do you think there are people who aren't using it to their advantage? Are there you know about the younger generations? They don't seem to be using email as much as the older folks do. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's true, and I think it goes in stages as well. I think by the time when you're younger and you're into the more social media aspect, that's your world. But then eventually as you move into the business world, the main form of communicating is email. So you're going to have to migrate into that one.
Well, see, I actually hear people, managers, talking about, complaining about their 20-something employees, mm-hmm. you know, not wanting to use email. And having, you know, trying to get them, they're already complaining about not getting to pick up the phone and use the phone. But they seem to not want to use email. And it's just an interesting thing to me mm-hmm. to see how the generations use technology differently.
Yes, and how they want to call something their own, and this is mine, and I'm mm-hmm. not going to go to that other thing because, again, it's the psychology of it. It's the old tool.
Right. What do we do about spam? I mean, are you an expert in helping people get rid of spam, Christina?
I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but I probably know a little something
Could we talk about, because you know spam is, I mean, everybody hates that, right? I mean, remember, you know, I said years ago that I used to get so much that before we had real good tools for getting rid of it, that I'd like to take the greatest spammer in the world and stake him, put him in, tie him to a stake in the middle of a football field filled with 100,000, you know, people who receive his spam. And just turn them loose on him, you know. Just let them have him. But I think a lot of people could use help with getting rid of their spam. Could we talk about that in the next segment?
Sure.
Got some ways of? I mean, there are ways of doing this, folks. And I have to admit, Christina, I'm not as good at it. I'm not mm-hmm. as good at getting rid of spam as I need to be. So we'll talk about that at these messages. Christina, give us your website, please.
It's www.christinacavanaugh.com.
All right, check it out, folks. And the book is called Managing Your Email. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check that out, too, when you get a chance. 20 after, right back after these messages, here's Eric to take us out.
Down to the crossroads.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.